want a woman that's grateful.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Yes, you know I'm out and about. I'm on the way out of town. But, you know, I love you, love you, love you, and I just wanted to come in and just say I love you. And what we do here at Good Deeds is we help you shine your light to the world. And what that light is, your dreams, your goals, your passions, and, of course, the reason that you were created. And that's what we do here at Good Deeds, just for you, you, and you. I am your host, Dr. Renee Sunday, and I love you so much. Actually, what we're going to do is, because I think our guest must have gotten the time different, but we're going to play a little song, and we're going to be right back. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your Son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to die, so you can increase and I decrease, you're wonderful.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds. I'm back. I know you love that song. It's actually from my great, great friend that's here in Georgia. Her name is Minister Appointed. The name of the song is Opposite. But we wanted to chime back on him because our guest is here. And we love presenting other people that's doing their thing in regards of business owners, and actually that they actually are author, they actually can do things that actually empowers us to actually move forward in life. Because we got to build each other. We got to build people that they actually can walk out their destiny. And we don't want to delay. We want to welcome. And he's going to help me with his last name. I have the first name. Saji, are you there? This is Good Deeds.
Hello. How are you? I'm right here with you. Good evening.
Welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, wow. Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Well, my name is Saji. As so many people will have found out, I'm a speaker, I'm a trainer, I'm a coach, I'm an author, and all I help people to do, my purpose really, is to help people discover their own purpose. So I charge people, like in my book, Don't Die Sitting, because you have potential right inside of you. So I speak, I motivate, I inspire people. I'm also a John Maxwell certified coach. John Maxwell, as everyone knows, is the number one leadership guru all over the world. And today he's celebrating his 70th birthday. So I wish him a happy birthday. So that's pretty much what I do, every opportunity to help people maximize their life.
Wow, I love it. I love it. I have to go back. You say your best-selling book, the name of it is Don't Stop, Don't Die Sitting. Is that what the name of your book?
That's the name of my book.
Wow.
Because nothing is worse than doing nothing.
I'm laughing at that because we actually have, what, fear, doubt, and unbelief that's actually, you know, it's trying to stop us, but of course it won't in the final run, but it's actually trying to slow us down to get our purpose. So I'm so happy that you actually wrote this book and penned this book because we got to get it, like our boys say. We have to get our purpose now.
That's right. That is why we really have to do that because time does not wait at all. So I don't know what people are waiting for instead of them to go out there and start making things happen. And that is what people need to do, to know that time does not wait. Death does not have any pre-appointment. You know, like I said in my book, we are all going to die. We don't just know the day. So the best you can do is to grab a hold of today, because that is pretty much everything we have. Because tomorrow is not promised and it's not guaranteed.
Now that's an amen. Go right there. That's amazing. I want to ask you, because we've heard of the amazing, the phenomenal John Maxwell. I mean, that is amazing that you're in that powerful community. I mean, we're talking elite coaches and, you know, keynote speeches and all the things that he does. I mean, I agree with you, the number one leadership guru in the world.
Right. You know, John is, he's been doing this a long time, so he's a veteran. And to just be in the room with him, listening to his wisdom, not pretty much, you know, there's a lot of speakers. People have stories to tell, but when John speaks from the heart, just as a father speaks to a son or a daughter. And, you know, there are people you listen to that can shorten the things that you're trying to do. What's supposed to take you 5 years can take you pretty much 5 months if you listen to the right wisdom. And that is what John brings to the table, you know, with a lot of people, with the kind of community he has created. You know, there is nothing, I know you know this, there is nothing being in a network of people who you have like minds with, you know, people who think the same, you know, people who can help you expand your vision, people who can help you, you know, reach your goal faster. You know, and that is what kind of community John is creating. So it's a great, great program. You know, I really encourage anyone who has passion for leadership, passion for coaching, passion for speaking to join that program because they will not regret it.
Wow. Now, I have to ask you this because a lot of people, let me just be honest, a lot of people want to be in leadership, but they may not have, I just need to say it. You know, they may not want to be a servant first, or they may not want it for the accolades. Tell us a little bit more of what you think are the qualities and the characteristics that someone needs to have to actually be a leader.
You know, to be a leader, first, I think in our days, it's just so, let me not say sad, but that's what it is, that now we equate a leader with a position. But leadership is not really about where you sit or where your office is. Leadership is really about you discovering yourself. Because when you discover yourself, the passion that you bring to what you're doing, that passion is a magnet that actually attracts people to say they want to follow you, or they want to learn from you, or can you be my mentor, or can you help me in some way. It's not that you make a big announcement that I'm looking for followers. You know, we are in the world of social media now. We're not talking about Twitter. We're not talking about follow me. We're talking about looking at somebody passionate about bringing out their potential. And once they do what they do and you see their passion, that passion is actually what attracts other people. So if you want to be a leader, I would say discover what is inside of you And the moment you begin to espouse that, the moment you begin to dig into that, we just see people, because that is what attracts people. And it's not really about what we do. It's about what is inside of us, either we have the position or not. So it's not really about title. It's about discovering our real self and doing what we need to do with passion. And, I mean, every leader I have known, passion is one thing that drives each and every one of them. In different fields, in different areas, they are just very passionate people about what they do.
I totally agree with what you're saying with that. You know, the great thing that I admire you, that you're part of that elite group with John Maxwell, you know, after you get those skill sets of knowing, identifying what's already inside of you, I agree with you, mm-hmm. and you said earlier, but I just want to bring that back, that you actually have to be around like-minded people. To kind of expound on that a little bit, because a lot of people don't value mentorship, don't value having a coach, or just being around the right people that actually can push you further in your destiny.
Right. You know, people need to understand this. You know, I teach on the Bible, and, you know, I hope your audience will not mind. The example that comes to me is a little boy called Samuel. You know, Samuel was in an environment where pretty much the leaders kind of, they are old, nothing is really working. The Bible really says the word of God was scarce. But even though the old make mistakes, they still have experience and they still have wisdom. And Samuel was hearing a voice he could not understand. He was inexperienced. God wants to talk to him, but he has to go to this older guy who is now blind, who is of age. And Samuel heard that voice 3 times and could not understand it. And there are so many people about their purpose, about their goal, about what they want to do. They are hearing this voice. They know that I have to do this. The only problem is that they don't know how. And that is where a mentor comes in. So Samuel went to this prophet. He said, look, did you call me? The older man said, I didn't call you. He went the second time. He went the third time. But by the third time, Eli, the older prophet, says that, boy, I think I kind of know what you are hearing. The next time you heard that voice, just say, speak, Lord, for your servant is hearing. Now, it took the wisdom of Eli for Samuel to understand what he's hearing, and that is what a mentor does for you. That all your goals or your dreams or your aspiration or your purpose, you are hearing everything. You are sensing it. You are feeling it. But it takes a voice. It takes someone who is experienced in that area to help you actually uncover it and say, this is what I think you are trying to do. And if you can do this next thing, you will see everything just unfold in front of you. So they said even the best athletes, they still have a coach. And we know that. So wherever people want to get to, I still know that there is somebody who can be that bridge to get them over the troubled waters even faster.
I love it how you say the troubled waters, because, yes, we all have ups and downs. We all have bumps in the road, as we call it. Some people say hiccups. You know, we all have things that, you know, where we don't understand, and it always helps. You know, I have to have a coach around me and mentors, and because, I might detour in a minute. You know, but you got to have people
right.
that see greatness in you more than yourself, you know, because you do get tired. I mean, self-care is very important. I talk about that all the time, CJ, because that is very important that we need to do that as a people. Now, I know before we got to talk about this before you get off, you actually – tell us a little bit more about what the Facebook Live that you do. Every week you actually do Facebook Live for thousands of people. And it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Tell us a little bit more about the actual show that you actually do via Facebook Live.
You know, I started the show Vitaminutes, and that is really on purpose that I call it Vitamins with Saji. Because, you know, I went to the hospital, you know, I didn't know, I was feeling some pain, so I went to the hospital. After I spoke with the first nurse, that, okay, what's the problem? I told her the problem. I think it was a back pain. Yeah, I remember it was a back pain. So I went in with a back pain, and I'm just feeling this pain. I don't know where it's coming from. I consider myself a very strong person. And the first thing they did, you know, after taking the insurance card, they took me to this, they stand on a scale. I stood on a scale. They took my weight. They put this thing around my arm. You know, they said they want to take my pressure, blood pressure. Then after that, they stick something in my tongue. They want to take. So I said, look, I came here with a back pain. What is the problem? What are you trying to do? They said, oh, these are, we need to take these vital statistics. They said, because they are important, you know, to us, to tell us what might be going on. So, and they said, your body temperature, your pressure, your everything, those are vital statistics I have to take. So, and I think in life, there are some things that are vital. And you did mention that at the beginning, you know, like your purpose. Why are you here? I think it's very, very vital. What are you here to do? It's very, very vital. Where are you going in life? A lot of people are just meandering through life. They don't really have a destiny or destination in mind. So that is what prompted me to start this vitamin, is that if people can get hold of these basics of life, that I know I might not understand fully what my purpose is, but at least I kind of have a glimpse of what it could be and where I came from, who I belong to, you know, what is my identity? We live in a very confused world. If you are not solid on your identity, people will call you whatever they want to call you. And where are you going? What this old thing, this old labyrinth called life, at the end of the day, what do you want to see happen? So this is why I started the Vitamins with Saji, to help people, number one, with their potential, to uncover their potential, to make them understand their purpose, most importantly, to help them wake up every day doing everything they are doing with a destiny or destination in mind. Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, every time, I will always be on. I might be doing the next one from Texas. I don't know, but I make a commitment to be on, and it's been great.
I love it. I mean, because you're right, me being a physician myself, yeah, we take all these vital signs, but, yeah, we actually, we love to hear the nuggets that you give us at a Vitamins, because the thing about
right.
it, when you form a opinion about us something, or you know how we do with videos, if the video's too long, we don't want to watch them, you know, so that's the
right.
great thing that you actually, you know, you go out to the masses on Facebook Live and actually help us with that, because we actually admire your leadership and the things that you've done and the things you will continue to do, because we actually need that voice to be out there to let us know. I got to go back to that book again, that we can't die with all that inside of us. You know, somebody actually said that the worst place is the cemetery, because so many people and so much wealth that unfortunate people pass away. But I want to ask you this. Tell us any bright things you're working on that's coming up and in the future. Let us know how we can, you know, support you on the things you have coming up and of course, support you again on social media as well.
Well, on social media, you can, you know, like my page, Saji Group, Instagram, Saji Group. Anywhere you see Saji Group, just click on it and follow me. You know, you can get powerful tips about life, you know, about leadership and about purpose over there. Also, if you go to my website, SajiGroup.com, you can order Don't Die Sitting There. And also, not only the book. You know, I discovered that a lot of us read books, and after that, wow, how was that book? That was a very powerful book. Now, what did you do after reading that book? Well, I don't know. I will see maybe one day. And because of that, I also have a workbook for Don't Die Sitting. I have a Don't Die Sitting workbook. This will help you implement, you know, the principles that is inside that book into your own life, you know, for you to know how you can discover the ability in your disability You know, how you can focus on what you have left, not what has already left. You know, this workbook will really help you step by step to uncover what you have inside of you. And if you want to order it on Amazon and Barnes and Noble, you know, it's online in all these bookstores. You know, that is how you can support what we're doing. Also, on May the 5th, save the date, May 5, 2017, every year, you know, I bring LeaderCast. LeaderCast is the number one leadership event all over the world, broadcast all over the world. So I am hosting LeaderCast in Baltimore, and I do that every year. So if you are in the Baltimore area, anywhere in the East Coast, you can join us on May 5, 2017 for LeaderCast. And every other thing, you can always go to www.sajigroup.com, you know, to get to follow what we're doing.
Wow, I just love it. I just love it. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, please support this young man. I just love his energy, his drive. And the key is he's going to actually get a hold of you so you won't die with your purpose inside. You know, Taja, just thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to be with us. But I have one more request, you know, because people right now, in general, I'm going to just say in general, believers and non-believers, we have lost hope. Could you just say something? Because the thing about it is that leadership brings a lot with that. But, you know, people actually want to just know when they're going to get their next meal from. People want to know, are their kids going to make it out of school? People just want to know if their car is going to turn on the next day. I just want you to, if it's okay, can you speak to them briefly about, you know, just how to keep that hope alive? I'm going to just say it like that. And then also at the end, please give us your website one more time, please.
Yeah, the website is www.sajigroup.com. And, you know, for the people who are going through, you know, the first thing I want to tell you about life is that life is tough, especially for the people who really want to live. Life is tough. The first chapter of my book, which I think will really encourage you, the first chapter is Difficult Times. And this chapter really deals with how you have to handle difficult times and keep hope alive. You know, I've been in this country as an immigrant. I've been an illegal immigrant in this country. And believe me, those are difficult, difficult, difficult times. I've had somebody use my name, use my identity, you know, to buy a property. And then the justice system is after me. The police is after me because this is my identity. Somehow, I survived that. And anything you're going through right now, I don't know when things are going to change, but I know things are going to change. And what came to my mind, even as I'm speaking right now, is the Bible talks about Jesus that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He suffered the shame. And he could do all that while he was going through just because of one thing in front of him, the joy. So I want you to put a picture of what you want to see, not what you are seeing right now, because I know it could be very, very difficult when what you want to see is not what you are seeing. Believe me, it's very, very tough. And you have to continuously put that picture in front of you because that is the joy in front of you. That hope is what will help you to go through everything you are going through right now, believing that one day my change will come. One day things are going to turn around. One day things are going to get better. That is what hope does. Hope does not disappoint. So I want you to keep this joy in front of you. Stay positive. The chapter 2 of my book, you have to stay positive. But please stay away from any negative people. You are not the one that is negative. It is the situation that is negative. And if you can stay positive in a negative situation, you will eventually see the situation catch up with you. And this is the last thing I'm going to leave you with before I leave that alone. A boat will never sink until the water from outside the boat gets inside the boat. Let me say that again. A boat only sinks when the water outside of the boat begins to get inside of the boat. So your boat is your life. I want you to leave all the situation and all the circumstances outside. Let them be going on. Let all the craziness be going on. But please, don't let it get to you because of your mind. And everything you are ever going to do, you are going to do with your mind. If you win in your mind, believe me, your situation and your circumstances will follow suit. I hope that was helpful.
You know, I loved it, loved it, loved it. It always worked out. You did a wonderful, wonderful job. We got to take some notes from that and replay that several times. We want to thank you so much, Saji. We want to thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds. I mean, if you need us for anything, please, please don't hesitate to contact us. But for sure, thank you for being in your purpose. But thank you also for being here with us today.
Well, it's been a great pleasure to be with you, and I look forward to, you know, having this, to continue this conversation even in the future. But thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Oh, wow. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, we had another power pack session. You know how I do it, okay? You know how God has entrusted us to help people shine their light to the world. And that's what we do here at Good Deeds. You know, if you want to know more information about our advertising sponsorship, if you want to know more about me personally, Dr. Renee Sunday, and Minister Dr. Renee Sunday, and also our publishing company, our nonprofit organization, please, please go to www.reneesunday.com. And that's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y.com. To please, please remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason, one, that you were born and a reason you're here right now. You have to do the three things. Say it with me. You know it. Believe. You got to trust, and you got to walk it out. You got to don't stop. You got to get it, get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.